was a drop-off in the practice of sacramental confession about 40 years ago in the Catholic Church, and it was overnight. So prior to the Council, a lot of Catholics came very regularly to a priest to confess their sins, and then, just like that, almost overnight, the practice just stopped. Now, analysts have given lots of reasons for that. You could say a greater stress on God's love, people not feeling that they had to go to confession to avoid condemnation. Whatever. There's a lot of reasons proposed. But whatever the reason or reasons, it just stopped about 40 years ago. Now, Father Andrew Greeley articulated a principle that says this: whatever Catholics drop is inevitably picked up by somebody else. A good example of that is after Vatican II, we stopped using the word soul. We were afraid that soul had a kind of dualistic overtone. The soul is good, body's bad, all that. So we stopped using soul, spirit. Well, then you see all over the place in the popular culture, soul being picked up. Remember Chicken Soup for the Soul, all those wildly popular books. Care of the Soul. A lot of the New Age people began using soul language. Well, a really good example of the Greeley principle, I think, is confession. So we dropped it, or Catholics dropped it about 40 years ago. Now look around the popular culture. Look at daytime talk shows, you know, like Oprah or The View. Look at all the judgment shows, you know, like Judge Judy or American Idol or Dancing with the Stars. What do you find? You find people coming forward, let's say Oprah and so on, confessing their sins, very often of a sexual nature, and seeking a kind of catharsis or seeking a word of forgiveness or maybe even a word of challenge. Think of a Dr. Phil, that kind of show. Now look at the judgment shows. People being judged for their bad behavior or their bad performances. The point is, this need to confess seems to be hardwired in us to bring our problems before some higher authority and receive a word of forgiveness or a word of judgment. So watch it, you know, Catholics. When we drop something, it's picked up. Well, all this came to mind when I heard very recently about the new Catholic Confession app that's available for iPhones. So it's been developed, this little app in your phone, that it doesn't take care of your sins. You still need to go to a priest for that. But it helps to prepare you for confession. You know, with an act of contrition, with various prayers, etc. The Vatican recently came out and said, reminded people, look, you don't get your sins forgiven through your phone. But it also said, you know, this could be a helpful way to prepare for confession. And I think that's true. I would say, with certain cautions, I would recommend the iPhone app if it helps people come back to the sacrament of confession. Now, I've been a priest for 25 years. I could tell you lots of stories, as any priest could, about people that come to confession for the wrong reasons, or they come out of obsessive compulsive neurosis, or they have weird hang-ups, or whatever. I mean, all priests can tell you stories like that. More to it, people who come to confession, of a certain age certainly, could tell you stories about, you know, cranky priests and who were yelling at you, and they were remonstrating with you, and all of this. There are horror stories, if you want, on both sides of the way confession can be abused. But the Romans said a long time ago, abusus non tollit usum. Roughly translated, just because something can go bad doesn't mean you should get rid of it. So yes, confession can go bad, but I think we suffer a lot because we got rid of it. I can also say, as a priest of 25 years, that some of the most powerful moments I've had as a priest have been in the confessional. When people come, especially after a long time away, and they confess their sins before God and receive the grace of forgiveness. I mean, there's just nothing more powerful. And priest after priest will tell you the same thing. Some of the most powerful moments we have are there. Also, the people who have said to me, you know, Father, I've been away for a long time, but that was an enormously powerful experience for me. Right, it is. And it's sad to me that so many Catholics are staying away from it in droves. I'll tell you a story. This goes back several years. When general absolution was being discussed in the Archdiocese, the idea that, look, why don't we just have people come to a big service, they'll come by their hundreds or by their thousands, and we'll have a service, and then we'll give a general absolution to all of them, and it might be a way to bring people back to confession. Well, this was being talked about. So one day, I'm with a group of priests, about four or five priests, and everybody was saying, you know, why don't we do this? It's a good reform. It'll bring people back. But then one of the priests in the group said this, looking around at all of us. Don't all of you go to a confessor individually for confession? And we all said, yeah, we do. And isn't it for all of you a powerful experience, something that you wouldn't substitute? And we all said, yeah, I guess it is. Then he said, then why do you want something less for the lay people? Good question. You know, why do we who experience the power of confession want something less for the lay people? Why have we settled for this sort of, confession has just gone by the wayside, is over, so it goes. I'm for the confession app if it helps people prepare for confession and it helps them to come back to this very powerful encounter with the Christ who wants to forgive our sins.